This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. I want you to be part of the conversation, too. I want you to be, what did I say? I want you to be part of the process, right? I mean, seriously. I want to make sure that, you know, that you're involved, that you're engaged, that you're well-informed. That's always good, too. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Help support the show by heading up to the website, therealside.com. I mean, seriously, therealside.com. I really mean that. I mean, I want you involved. I want you, you know, engaged, but you need to get informed, too. You need to get informed. Right, you need to make sure that you have fact before you go out there. Right. Anyway, there were reports out for the longest time that WikiLeaks had an email that showed that Clinton bribed six Republicans to try to destroy Trump. And after months and months and months of investigating, not me, others, they came back and said, you know what? There's no proof that this actually happened. And I probably true. There probably is no actual proof, but there's an email that says, hey, these guys have agreed to help us to tank Trump. But I want you to think really hard about Trump's first 2 years. And think about who worked against him. Right? I mean, it isn't that hard. You don't have to be a brain surgeon or some kind of, you know, have a double graduate degree somewhere. There were many that worked hard against him, didn't help him move forward. Right? I mean, seriously. The biggest one, come on, you guys already know this. I'll wait. The biggest one is Paul Ryan. Now, some of you have been listening to the show for a long time. I call Paul Ryan, I didn't call him a rhino because he wasn't a rhino. See, we think this is where we get sideways. We think if they don't think like we do, if they're not our kind of Republicans, if they're not Republicans in the way we think they should be, they're rhinos. It's not true. It's just not true. Plenty of people come at this a little differently. The difference between Ryan, though, Ryan was one of the first outward, out of the closet, whatever you want to call it, progressive Republican that we've seen. He fought for nothing on, well, first of all, under Obama, right, what happened there? You know, he gave in no argument, no fight on the budget. He gave Obama everything he wanted. And that wasn't a big deal, right? That was all okay and fine. And then on the Trump, he did everything he could to fight back. He did everything he could to make it almost impossible, make it tough for Trump to get anything accomplished. There were many things he wouldn't bring to the floor, many bills that he wouldn't bring to the floor, We wouldn't have to do. Look, we had total control. And we could have put a package on the table for true comprehensive immigration reform. True. I would have done exactly what Obama's team did. I would have put a bill together. I would have put it on the floor. I would have laid out the immigration piece by piece by piece, including giving money for the wall, because you're seeing that it's working. And I would let the Dems vote it down. And then every time somebody was killed by an illegal alien, I would put Nancy Pelosi and the top six Democrats there responsible for the death of so-and-so. That's what I would do. I would make it so uncomfortable for them. Paul was one of many, though. I mean, one of many. And we keep voting them in because of that mantra that the Republican Party keeps throwing at us, right? Everybody know what that mantra is? What are you going to do, vote for the Democrat? Well, why not? If the Democrat, if the Republican you're putting in is Democrat right, light or Democrat veiled, why not? What have I got to lose? In all sincerity, what have I got to lose? Single father in Canada may have violated province's Human Rights Act by asking about the gender and age of a potential babysitter. Because, you know, you always want to leave your kids with strangers. Single father, you know, identified only as Todd, is being investigated by the Alberta Human Rights Commission. There was a complaint filed against him in 2017. The applicant claims that the father violated the Alberta Human Rights Act. The father, whose boys were 5 and 8 at the time, posted an ad for a babysitter on a popular classified site in Canada because he was planning on meeting a friend for dinner, just wanted somebody to watch the kid for a few hours. Todd received several responses, among them one listing skills such as CPR, first aid, mentioning a clean criminal record, 7 years of caring for children. When Todd asked for age and gender, the applicant, James Kronowski, responded, "I am male and 28 years old." Todd's dinner plans fell through, however, so he stopped corresponding. The other applicants, because he no longer needed a babysitter, but Kronowski, instead of following up with Todd, filed a formal complaint. He claimed that it was all about age and gender discrimination. Now, the Justice Center, a Canadian conservative legal advocacy organization, is representing Todd, sent a letter to the commission to have the complaint dismissed. I mean, this do you see how crazy this is? And don't say, well, it's Canada. It's not a big deal. No. This stuff creeps in here. If you don't start pushing back, you're going to get nailed, and you're going to have trouble. Joe Mancini, your host. Be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
Joe is in your house. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Look, truly, honestly, right, all joking aside, head up to the website. Check it out. Check out what we have going on there. We're trying to do cleanup on it. We're making things happen. Really do. And I think that, you can help out. There's a lot of conservatives that are having problems right now. And it's not because their shows are terrible and all that stuff. But what's happening is they're being so squelched, they can't get their message out. Now, many of us, including myself, we send out, a bunch of text messages. Not text, I'm sorry. Emails once a week. And the emails are centered around, you know, here's what's coming up. Here's the show. You know, sorry, but you're going to have to deal with it because here's what we're selling, right? So what ends up happening, is if you get the, if we don't get the message out to you, if we can't get you an email, if we can't get you on social media, then what do we do? So we kind of need you to check things out, to help us out. And I mean, again, I don't want your charity. Buy a coffee mug. Buy a T-shirt. You know, there's a whole bunch of things you could do on the show. There's a whole bunch of things you can do to get involved and get engaged. Right? Really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being, you know, being part of the conversation as a whole. All right, let's have some fun. Let me see. We already made fun of Arnold Schwarzenegger. And, I like this one. Silicon Valley is building Chinese-style social credit system. All right? Some of you may or may not know what that means. Now, you heard about China's social credit system, right? What it does is because there's so many cameras in China, so much happening in China, they have face recognition software. They keep an eye on you. They keep an eye on the average Chinese person. All right? And it's a nationwide program. It's designed to nudge citizens towards better behavior. The ultimate goal is to allow the trustworthy to roam everywhere while making it hard for the discredited to take a single step. Now, that's according to the Chinese government. If you act right, if you are loyal to the Chinese, loyal to the government, loyal to the motherland, you will be allowed to roam freely about. Right? So it's been in place since 2014. I remember hearing about this and thinking, wow, that's really interesting. Because you go to buy a ticket, an airline ticket, a train ticket, and you go, you know what? You haven't been so cool. No, not going to happen. So the social credit system, you know, it's a work in progress. It evolves year after year after year. And the Chinese citizens, you know, it's actually kind of being linked to being similar to their credit score. It's a point system. Now, it aims to punish you for transgressions that can include membership in or support of, it's Falun Gong or Tibetan Buddhism. If you don't pay your debts on time, if you do excessive video gaming, what they perceive to be excessive video gaming, if you criticize the government, maybe you fail to sweep the sidewalk in front of your store, your house, right? You play loud music on trains and other places, jaywalking, all these things. And again, do I think they're wrong? Yes. Am I going to criticize the Chinese government? Hey, I don't know what to do. I wouldn't even know how to change that at this point. You can also award you points for charitable donations or even taking one owns parents to the doctor. Punishments can be harsh, including bans on leaving the country, using public transportation, checking into hotels, you know, hiring for high visibility jobs or acceptance of children to private schools. It can also result in slower internet connections. Ooh. God, that would hurt a lot of people, wouldn't it? No, I don't think anybody really realizes what communism is all about. How socialism works. How dictatorships actually operate. All these young people who run around thinking we should be more like China. Right? I mean, into this. And they have no idea what it's like to live under it. Can you imagine the first time you told a young person you've been playing video games too long? You're spending too much time on your phone? Why didn't you look up when you walked that person across the street? Or why didn't you walk that person across the street? But you know what? It's coming this way. Right? I mean, seriously. When you look at what's happening up in Silicon Valley, they're putting programs like this together. I don't know if it's for us. I don't know. Maybe it's for Canada. Might even be for Mexico. So, yes, it can happen here. The New York State Department of Financial Services announced earlier this year that life insurance companies can base premiums on what they find in your social media posts. I'm sorry, say it couldn't happen here? That Instagram pic showing you teasing a grizzly bear at Yellowstone with a martini in one hand? Right? A bucket of cheese fries in the other and a cigarette in your mouth. That could cost you. And on the other hand, Facebook showing posts of you doing yoga might save you a few bucks. See, insurance is all about risk. And they're allowed to gather any information they need to gather to see what a risk you actually might be. Right? Come on, think about this. So coming here, they'll find ways to bring it in coming here. And then who do you think is going to tap into? You think the government's going to stay away from it? Just like they are not tapping your phone, comrade. Right? They're not listening to your calls. Remember that one? And since the use of social media, especially in this country, is so extensive, it's such a lifestyle kind of thing. Right? I mean, everything you do, you find a need. A lot of you, not everybody, but a lot of you find a need to put everything you can do to put up on social media like anybody really cares. Like we're all into what color your new toe paint is. Show us your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more on this. I mean, this is coming, people. You got to figure out how to combat it. We'll be back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well. You'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
So when you say, do you think they want to? Maybe they want to and maybe they don't, but I think they want to make a deal. I'm not sure they have a choice.
President Trump says China has no choice but to make a trade deal with the United States, and he thinks one is coming. The president wrapping up a long weekend at the G7 summit in France, saying he believes China is sincere and has no choice because its economy is in trouble.
And I don't say that as a threat. They can't do what they were saying they're going to do, because if they do that, they're going to be met with really very violent force.
Also making headlines, President Trump says some have suggested holding next year's 2020 G7 at his private golf resort, Doral, in Florida. The president says he's open to it, but says there's no financial gain.
My people wanted it. From my standpoint, I'm not going to make any money. In my opinion, I'm not going to make any money. I don't want to make money. I don't care about making money.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick-chicky-boo, chick-chicky-boo.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN. Like, God, if you could only see all the lights and buttons and everything else, you'd have you'd be like, your eyeballs would fall out. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being, you know, part of the conversation, part of the solution. I want you to be part of the solution. Really do. You know, I know there's 3,000 other shows you could be watching out there, and you've chosen this one, and I do so much appreciate it. I really do. But, you know, you got to do more than just listen. You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. I always say the same thing. You know, find out what's going on in your little local city. I mean, if you live in Los Angeles, you live in Chicago. Well, if you live in Chicago, duck a lot. But if you live in Los Angeles, you live in Chicago, you live in San Francisco, with those big cities, it's kind of tough. But not impossible to get involved in local politics. But if you live in a smaller city, you live in a smaller town, then step up. You don't have to run for office, but help somebody run for office. In all sincerity, you don't have to. But you want to help somebody. You want to get involved. You want to get engaged. You want to help people do the right thing, if you would. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me, that you get involved, that you get engaged. Head up to my website, buy a coffee mug. I mean, seriously, Christmas is coming up. Give a coffee mug, shirts, books, all kinds of good stuff that you can get your hands on. So we're talking about Silicon Valley. It's coming up with technology that can watch you. They can watch over you. The Chinese, you know, they have it everywhere. You actually get, I don't know, happy points, I guess. I don't even know what they call them. If you're honest and you're good and you take care of your parents, you get all these positive points. If you smoke or drink or listen to loud music and all that other stuff too much, you get negative points. And you can't travel as much. Oh, yeah, isn't this wonderful to live under these kind of conditions? And then New York passed a law the insurance companies can actually look at. Now, again, if we're talking about risk when it comes to life insurance, I don't know why they couldn't look at your stuff, see the kind of lifestyle you're living. Because we don't honor truth anymore. We lie all the time. You know, and social media today for all of us, for many of us, is an extension of who you are. It's the life that you're living. You put every, like I said before we went to break, some of you ladies love to have your toes done, and then there's the 7,000 pictures of people who had their toes done with different colors, and it's like, whatever. Right? So it truly is like that. Now, a company called Patron Scan, they sell three products. Right, it's a kiosk, a desktop, and a handheld system. It's designed to help bar and restaurant owners manage customers. Right, it's part of a Canadian software company, and its products are now on sale in the United States, Canada, Australia, and the United Kingdom. Patron Scan helps fake IDs. It will help spot fake IDs. I like this part. And troublemakers. That's right. If you've been to other bars, you've done other things, you've gotten in trouble. And you come in and you show your ID, you seize your face. It's going to say, whoa. You were thrown out of so-and-so's bar last night. Not going to happen. You're not coming in. Company maintains a list of objectionable customers. Whoa. Designed to protect venues from people previously removed for fighting or sexual assault, drugs, theft, and other bad behavior. Isn't that discrimination? The public list is shared among all Patron Scan customers, so someone who's banned by a bar in the U.S. is potentially banned by all bars in the U.S. I mean, again, think about how much power that is. Think about how far that will go. Judgment about what kind of behavior qualifies for inclusion. It's up to the bar owners. They decide. They check a box as to what they want to see, what they want to know about. Data on non-offending customers is deleted in 90 days or less. Patron Scan enables bars to keep it private. Well, okay, really? So you get scanned at one bar, right? They hold on to that. You go to another bar, 3 weeks later. Is it 90 days for the first one, 90 days for the second one, or is it a perpetual 90 days? Now, Patron Scan does have an appeals process, but it's up to the company to decide. Uber and Airbnbs. Now, thanks to the sharing economy, the options for travel have been extended far beyond taxis and hotels. Uber and Airbnb are leaders in providing transportation, right? There's lots of these peer-to-peer accommodation companies, and they'll be using these services as well. So if you're an Airbnb customer and you've been known to rip things up, guess what? Right? So, again, think this through. Some of this stuff may be really good ideas. Some of this stuff may make some really good sense. But in reality, how much more restricting is it going to be for you? How much harder is it going to be for you to get, I don't know. And again, one transgression could hurt you. Am I incorrect? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I mean that. I'm not just saying it. I appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, sending messages, being part of the solution, right? I mean, seriously, part of the solution. Now, you know how I always get on your case? Because a lot of conservatives backed out of education. And I'm sorry, but those conservatives have left us with the mess we have today. Really, I mean, if you're going to allow the left to do the teaching, to do the training, to do the professoring, this is what's going to happen. 10 of 12 top news outlets preferred by college students have left-leaning bias. Gee, there's a surprise. So you know as well as I do, the professors are telling these kids, don't be watching Fox News. What are you doing watching that lying news source, news outlet, whatever? Right? You know that's happening. New survey found that college students prefer mostly news outlets with left-leaning biases. The college Pulse conducted a survey of 1,500 undergraduate students, asked the question, if you had to choose a single news source for information about politics, current events, which would you choose? Right? The New York Times and NPR won the most of the responses. Each had over 16% of the vote. Additionally, 13% of students said Fox News, 11% said CNN, 7% said ABC News. The Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, and NBC News each received only 5% of total responses. At the very bottom of the group, here's the shock and surprise. MSNBC, CBS News, and U.S. News and World Report, each receiving less than 3% of the votes. And BuzzFeed was at the bottom of it, thank God. Out of these 12 news outlets, 10 have left-leaning biases. No kidding, really? The Wall Street Journal, one of the two outlets, was rated as having a centrist point of view. Fox News, which was preferred by 13% of total respondents, was the lone conservative-leaning news outlet chosen by students. Right? I mean, think about this. They are taught 24/7. Whether they're in grade school, middle school, high school, and college, the overwhelming majority of their influence is from the left. College Pulse also found a stark divide in news preferences by political party. Republican college students chose Fox by 53% as their top news source, while Democrat college students, they sided with NPR. Now, you see the twist there, right? Right, 22%. The New York Times, 18%. CNN, 18%. All outlets tend to have a liberal point of view, according to all sides. The influence of liberal bias is full circle. Joe Valdez, a former student at University of Illinois, who was invited to the White House to witness President Donald Trump's signing of the Campus Free Speech Executive Order. It starts with the mainstream media and their dishonest reporting. It's then picked up by leftist academics that force their opinions in the classroom every single day. That's why I always say to you, talk to your kids. Ask them what's going on. Ask them what they're learning in school. You don't have to beat them over the head with it. Kids want to talk. Young people want to talk. Tell me what you learned. Convince me of what you're learning. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to the Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the news.
Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, everybody.
everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
Pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You got to get involved, right? The way you get it's the way you get informed. You got to get involved. You have to engage. Just get involved with people, period. I know sometimes you don't want to answer them. I don't want to answer them either sometimes, but I do. And I do it because I figure you guys take the time to listen. You watch the show. You have questions about the show. I'll do the best I can answer you. I don't always answer quickly. I don't always get it right, but I try. Okay? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, again, 5563. I really do appreciate it all the involvement you have. All right. So during the break, there was a story that came across my screen. And you guys know what I'm like. This one I couldn't let go. Okay? It was driving me out of my mind. I couldn't let it go. We've talked about this on the show a million times. We've talked about how what kind of values are you instilling in your kids? Come on, in all honesty, what kind of value are you instilling in your children? When you're you know, talking about God, country, patriotism, just life in general as a whole. Do you ever talk to them about how important it is in patriot? Even if you, listen, even if they're grandchildren, do you talk to them how important it is to be patriotic and what that actually means? A lot of people don't even know what that means. And don't leave it up. Don't figure everybody knows what it means. We all did that. We all figured that. You know, we were taught that at a young age. We were taught that in elementary school. Everybody knows that. No, everybody doesn't know what that means. As is evidenced, not by the report I'm about ready to read, but also the fact that you have so many young people who believe in socialism and communism. They haven't been taught history. They don't understand the realities, and they're not going to do the work on their own. You'll find that out the hard way. But as of late, the importance of patriotism, faith in God, having children, is significantly lower among millennials in Generation Z compared to previous generations. I personally believe, from some of the interviews that I've seen and some of the stuff that I've read, that because they don't want commitment. A big part of it, they don't want to be committed to any one thing. They don't want to take a stance on any one thing. They want people to feel good. In a new poll conducted by the Wall Street Journal and NBC News, nearly 80% of people aged 55 to 91 said being patriotic is important. While only 42% of millennials in Generation Z, or those aged 18 to 38, said the same. 30% of millennials in Generation Z said religion was important, compared to the over 75% of baby boomers. Right? And only 30% of millennials in Generation Z saying it was important to have children. Now, areas where the younger generations had placed high, you know, go back to the other one, right? So 30% of millennials and Generation Z say it's important. 30%. It's a low number. Because we've kind of nullified family. We've dumbed down family. We've taken the value of family and we've kind of thrown it away. No, I mean that sincerely. I'm not joking. I mean that sincerely. You can't do what we do on a regular basis with family. You can't do what we do on a regular basis about throwing tradition out the window and being afraid of tradition and allowing everybody to follow, you know, accepting everybody for everything in every way and every how. Oh, except if you're a religious conservative Republican. Yeah, then you're not accepted. Right? So when do we start setting up foundation? Again, I go back to the book, first chapter of the book. Absolutes? Absolutely not. Where you sit there and you decide one way or the other. I mean, you can't have right and wrong. You can't have boy and girl. You can't have yes and no. There can't be one way to have a family. Or a basis or a foundation. Otherwise, you might be doing something wrong. And if we have no right and wrongs, then we're really in trouble, aren't we? The same dilemma the left runs into when they want a genderless society. Yet they tell you the 78 genders. Or 79, I think. I can't even keep up with it. Areas where the younger generation had placed high importance compared to boomers were tolerance for others. And you ready for this? Self-fulfillment. All right? I mean, so you look at, and I get that. You have to be happy with yourself. You have to, you know, the job that you're doing has to be fulfilling. I get all of that. But what's really funny is that they don't see any of that as part of the whole. They don't see it as part of their self-fulfillment in owning a house, having a family, having children. That's all part of self-fulfillment. And I think a lot of young people have been pushed away from it because they've been told, you don't need anybody else. You don't need anybody to make you whole. You don't need to have a partner or whatever. And I think that's wrong. I think we were made as human beings. I think we were made to share our lives with other people. I think we were made to share our lives with our spouse or partner. I truly believe that. It's very, very not exciting when you get that promotion or you've saved up for that new car and you bought that car and you come home and you got nobody to share it with. Those moments in your life, I don't care whether it's, buying a new home. And then, why are they afraid of having children? I'm just totally confused by that. Right? And again, somebody just said that polling is a bit of a fabrication of lies or what have you. I got to tell you something, though. When I talk to millennials, and I've done this, this is, I won't say the numbers are right on, but the attitude's right on. They don't see a need for those things. Right? Matter of fact, what they make at their job doesn't matter as long as their job is something they like doing and they feel like they have advancement there. Where a lot of us took a job just to feed our family at first and then grew into our careers, if you would. You know, patriotism again. Baby boomers up at 80%. Millennials down at 40%. Belief in God. Baby boomers, 70%. Right? They barely made it to 30. Hard work. Baby boomers, almost at 100%. It's a big part, very important. The millennials, about 80. Financial security, pretty much tied at about 82%. Tolerance for others, the millennials, they're at 85%. The boomers, about 80%. You know, and that's really kind of funny because if you think about it, I don't tolerate others that are just out there. I don't have to tolerate you. Nothing says I do. I don't have to accept or tolerate everything that you throw at me. I don't have to do it. And it doesn't make me a worse person. You shouldn't tolerate everything thrown at you. You shouldn't tolerate every idea, every thought. Now, here's some numbers you guys will not be shocked. Ready for this? Remember, this is NBC and the Wall Street Journal. When it comes to patriotism, Republicans are at 82%. Democrats, from an important standpoint, 42. Belief in God, Democrats are below 40. Republicans are close to 70. Having children, again, Democrats, below 40. Looks like about 36%. Republicans just above 50. Hard work. Democrats sit at 80. Republicans sit at 100. Tolerance for others. Republicans are down at 75%. Democrats close to 90. Self-fulfillment. Democrats up at about 70. Republicans at about 60%. Just a whole different mindset, a whole different way of looking at things, right? A Gallup poll back on July 4th of this year, Independence Day, says only 45% are extremely proud to be an American, which was second straight year that the percentage dipped below 50. That means that mainstream media is getting to these people. Mainstream media is actually having them believe about all the nasties that we do. Which is really funny, because when you go looking at things, if you really want to look at who goes and saves those third world nations when the crap hits the fan, it's us. How many times have we saved Europe from communism, socialism, or whatever else? How many times when there's major tragedies in countries across the world, we go with supplies? We go to help them clean their water, get food, get medical supplies for their kids. Okay? I mean, come on, think about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Write it down. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Okay? Again, there's a dozen ways to get a hold of us. There's a dozen ways for you to get messages to me off the website. Matter of fact, get a message to me right after you buy a book, right after you buy a T-shirt, you know, and a coffee mug, whatever it takes to get involved and get engaged. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, we are here all week. I expect you to be with me. Always appreciate the company. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Again, if you head up to the website, you can give me your email address. You can sign up for text messaging. It's real simple. TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. I am Joe Mason, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Have a great rest of the day.